Liz Skelly has a lot of things she's proud of. She has degrees in religious education and paralegal studies. She was Fairbanks Waitress of the Year in 2012. She recently got married, and they bought land to build a house. She runs 4 different recovery groups, mentors, and volunteers. Skelly is a superhero, and she has mental health issues.
All right, I'm bipolar, but I rock it. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with that. I have a lot to give. I have a lot to give, and I don't let my mental health issues define me.
But if you had met her about 3 years ago, you wouldn't have seen all that she has to offer.
I was living in between a broken down trailer and an abandoned car at the end of a driveway.
After 13 years of sobriety, she started drinking again, then lost her job and her housing. She describes a long cascade of problems, from traumatic brain injuries to cancer. All of that was compounded by ignoring her mental health issues. In the summer of 2019, Skelly faced going back to prison for a felony DUI or going to Fairbanks Wellness Court. Someone from the Wellness Court introduced her to an organization called The Bridge, where she met her first peer mentor. The new connection changed everything.
Because when you are in the midst of pain, when you are in the midst of loneliness, and you are in the midst of shatteredness, only somebody who has been in that can you trust with your pain and your shatteredness. It's hard to trust your pain to somebody who doesn't understand that pain.
Her mentor helped her connect to a recovery house, to mental health supports, and to other community members. The Bridges Peer Support Program is one of many across the state and the world. In Alaska, peers support everyone from youth to adults who are dealing with houselessness, substance misuse, the justice system, and beyond. They don't take the place of mental health clinicians, but they use their lived experiences to help people navigate complicated systems and support them through challenges. Many research studies and controlled trials show that peer support workers are effective. They help others have better self-esteem and self-worth, engage in more self-care, use fewer substances, and have fewer psychotic episodes.
We're here to normalize all the chaos that comes with recovery, to humanize the experience of being slightly broken.
That's Jennifer Galvin, a peer support trainer in Alaska. She works at Alaska Behavioral Health and teaches the state's first 40-hour peer support certification training class. The Division of Behavioral Health began issuing certifications in January. So far, they've certified 43 people, including 12 Indigenous traditional peer support specialists. Certification allows organizations to bill Medicaid for the services that peer support specialists provide, and it validates the skills the peers possess. During the training, Galvin teaches about setting healthy boundaries, how to help people process having a diagnosis, and how to have conversations around using different coping skills. They go into legal issues and ethics, too. She says peers model recovery and offer support, but they don't tell people what to do.
And so it's about giving them control. Think about how many people coming into recovery have not had control in their situations, and with the law, dealing with inpatient, dealing with X, Y, and Z. And so when you give them that control back and you're like, nope, this isn't my job. My job is to be next to you. My job is to support you, but you get to call the shots. You are in control of your journey.
For Liz Skelly, the peer support specialists at The Bridge made her realize that people believed in her and that a hopeful future was possible. And now she's a peer mentor herself. She says she knows she's still got problems, but they aren't barriers.
I got so much hope. If you ain't got enough today, I got some for you. And you know what? But that's real.
Skelly says that thanks to her peers at The Bridge, she has hope to spare, and helping others gives her even more. From Fairbanks, I'm Ann Hillman.